love doing this show, but I confess there are times when I get so immersed in other people's dating and relationship stories that I neglect to reflect on my own journey and come up with a solid game plan for what to do next. So it really struck a chord when I received an email from this listener.
So my name is Carrie. I've been working as a psychotherapist for about the last 25 years, and I love what I do. I'm passionate about what I do. I think it's been like a real privilege for me because it's given me such an opportunity not only to do something meaningful with my life, but I've learned so much from this job.
You wrote to me a while ago, and the first line really got to me. You said you were bereft of hope. Let's go back to the headspace that you were in when you wrote that.
Well, first of all, I should preface this by saying I've been single, I'm using air quotes, because in my mind that means not married in this context, for almost 23 years. And so I've had a tremendous amount of, let's just say, experience dating. Now, I've had several long-term relationships in that time, but it's been a real struggle for me finding a lifetime partner. And so on that day, I had been seeing someone, and there are these really interesting Facebook pages for women who are looking to gather information on who they're going out with to see if anybody else is dating them. And I had gone on that page and noticed that someone was asking about someone I'd gone out with, someone much younger, you know, kind of inappropriately younger.
Oh, boy.
And I had had a conversation with a client of mine earlier who sort of shared a similar experience. And, you know, I think just maybe that in context with this long history, yeah, I was feeling fairly down. And something happened after I hit the send button, Laura, which was I had to sit with this, right? I sent you this message and I had to sit with, I'm a big fan of radical accountability, right? And really sitting with, well, Carrie, you picked these people, honey, right? Like you are making these choices and you really need to look at that and think about the part you play in making choices that have not worked out well for you, which is hard sometimes, you know, to take responsibility for the relationships that have, you know, some of them, I don't think it would be a stretch to say wreaked havoc on my life.
You said that you had been dating somebody and you went on a page to find out if he was dating someone else and you found out.
Yeah.
Was it the fact that he was dating somebody else or that it was somebody else younger?
Yeah.
I mean, did you think you were exclusive?
No, I didn't think I was exclusive. I think it was just the fact that the person that was making that inquiry was young enough to be my daughter, right? And I was just like, wah, kind of recoiled a little bit. And so, but no, I was not under the impression at that point that we were exclusive.
Okay.
Together with the conversation that I'd had with that client of mine who sort of reported something very similar. And just sort of, you know, like in addition to sort of this very long history of, let's just say, a lack of success.
On the one hand, you were feeling very emotional, it sounds like, because you also said you, it sounds like what you're looking for, you're not finding in men your own age or in men that want a woman your age.
I've always wanted to date in the same age range. And yeah, I've been having a really tough time. And maybe, you know, I've often wondered, are my standards too high? But I don't think that's the case now, Laura. It was the case that I was walking by red flags the size of Texas, making excuses. And I think to some degree, because of the way I looked at being single and, you know, looking at being single as, you know, a problem. You know, everybody's coupled up and there's really not a lot of conversation around or, you know, anything with regard to looking at being single as a positive, right?
So I want to go back a minute to red flags the size of Texas. Can you give us an example?
Oh, gosh. I mean, this is quite a story. And this is, I guess, ties into the, you know, the sort of the shame of this, but there was a gentleman that I was in a relationship with who, oh, wow, had a job in big pharma at one point. And, you know, he and his fellow employees and this particular company as well were engaged in a practice that was illegal. And, you know, 4 months into our relationship, he had told me he had a business meeting down in Charleston. Oh, this is horrible. And is driving back from that meeting one Wednesday evening. And we're having a conversation on the phone. And I said, so how was your meeting? And he said, well, I have a confession to make. Are you sitting down? And I said, yes. And he said, I did not go down to Charleston for a business meeting. I went down for a sentencing hearing. And honestly, I mean, he was an adorable human and very smart and had a lot. And that's, I guess that's the thing that's always interesting about people too. You know, they're neither, at least I've never met anybody who's either all good or all bad.
Right.
And we sometimes make decisions that are regrettable. And without going into too much detail, when he explained it to me, I could see how someone could kind of get pulled into, you know, the whole organization is doing it and everybody's doing it and it's just sort of common practice and we're just doing it, right?
It's that time of year for gift giving and for goal setting. Know what fits both categories? Learning a new language with Rosetta Stone. It's the trusted language learning program for 30 years, available on desktop or as an app. And it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. They offer 25 languages with fast acquisition designed for long-term retention. Plus, the built-in True Accent feature gives you feedback on your pronunciation. Rosetta Stone is also convenient. Learn anytime, anywhere, on your own schedule. And here's an amazing value. A lifetime membership offers access to all 25 language courses. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, Dating While Gray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today today for yourself or as a gift that keeps giving. Okay, women, who among us has not had hormonal issues? We're not only dealing with changes our bodies go through, but also hormonal disruptors in our environment. The good news is there's help. It's by Happy Mammoth, and it's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. And maybe the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews of Hormone Harmony. And there are more than 30,000 reviews to date. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DATINGWHILEGRAY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DATINGWHILEGRAY for 15% off today. I love this time of year because whether it's a pullover or a button-up, I love sweaters. Quince is my go-to site. They're known for Mongolian cashmere sweaters priced from $50. In fact, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because they partner directly with top factories. That cuts out the cost of the middleman, allowing the savings to be passed on to customers like you and me. And Quince works only with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing processes. So check out their sweaters. They also have beautiful leather jackets and so much more. Get cozy in Quince's high-quality wardrobe essentials. Go to quince.com/datingwhilegray for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/datingwhilegray. To get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/datingwhilegray. You've been single for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering when you first became single, if you prepared yourself to start dating again or, you know, through the years, have you done anything different? And The reason I ask this, I remember talking to a woman when I first got divorced, and I found out at the time that she had been dating, I think it was 13 years at that point, and she had been on Match continuously. She kept just renewing her Match membership, and she was getting a ton of dates on it, but after a couple months, you know, something would happen. And what she kept telling me is, this is all practice. This is all practice. And I remember I was totally confused. And at one point I said, okay, practice for what? If you're continuing. So I'm one, you know.
Well, life is a practice, right?
Practice for what though? But so, and that's what I'm wondering if, and again, not to put you on the spot, not to judge.
Right.
I'm just curious is to... have you been doing the same thing that you've been doing since you became single?
You know, I don't think so. And maybe that's just my ego wanting to say no. but I think what has happened is, you know, over the years, I mean, I do see life as sort of this practice. It's a journey towards greater self-awareness, right? And as a woman in my mid-30s, did I really know myself back then? No, you know?
No. Oh, yeah.
And so... part of this, and it's really interesting how in relationship to other people, you know, it can help us gain greater self-awareness, right? Mm-hmm. And so that has helped. And there have been times that I've thought, okay, Carrie, you need to think outside the box. You've been sort of looking for this one particular sort of type of person. And it's funny because my first adventure outside of the box was the gentleman I just described to you that had the red flag.
Yeah.
I think what I really needed to sit with was that I wasn't really allowing myself the time to really wait for what it was I ultimately wanted. You know, after I sent you that message and I really sat and I thought about it and I sort of had this, you know, moment of personal confrontation, like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? You know, why are you coming at it with this energy of, this is a problem to solve when life has always been more peaceful on your own. You've created a wonderful life for yourself. Why are you also meeting people who aren't really ultimately what you'd like to settle down with long term? And why don't you just stop doing that?
Well, that takes a lot of emotional clarity to understand.
Yeah.
That,
well,
right?
It's been a long time, dear lady. It's interesting because once I had this internal shift and this recognition of, okay, what are you doing and how are you coming at this and what is your energy behind this, that all of a sudden, and I don't know what the magic of that has been or whether it's just been, I've been thinking a little bit more about it when I look at the, you know, the people that I do come across on this one dating app that I've used. For whatever reason, there's three people that I'm talking to now. As much as I'd love to have a partner that I'm deeply connected to, there's also a lot of really wonderful and beautiful things about being single that I don't think I was really embracing. And look, you know, I don't think it's how people are really wired. I think we're wired to be in connection and in relationship. But maybe there needs to be a shift. Certainly there needed to be one for me. To like also looking at, you know, how rich my life was as a single person and really like, I don't know, sinking into the loveliness of that.
Carrie says that initially she was reluctant to share her story. She's kind of embarrassed given her profession, but she decided to talk because she wants anyone struggling to understand that they are not alone. And she hopes anyone looking for romantic companionship does not settle for less than they deserve merely because they're uncomfortable with being alone. Funny how life works. Since Carrie and I spoke, she's now in a promising relationship with one of the men she met online. She says he's patient and has a great capacity for understanding and communicating, and she's grateful to have met him. Speed Dating While Gray audio production and mix is by Steve Lack Audio. For more on the show, including how to get in touch with me, go to datingwhilegray.com. I'm Laura Stassi. Thanks for listening.